Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Liberal. Nobody talk about politics. Like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love. A couple with children. A couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Hey, everybody. We're in studio today with a special guest. We decided to throw some fun stuff in here and have someone on that we really love. So, Ant, why don't you introduce your homeboy?
So, my homeboy is former Mets and Red Sox manager, MLB player, and the athletic coordinator at Sacred Heart University, Bobby Valentine. Welcome to
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Wow, great to be with the Scaramucci's. I'm always good, and I'm better now.
So are you wearing your Groucho Marx mustache and glasses, or no?
That is for special occasions, and I should have broken it out, but I kind of overused it on Halloween.
Oh, all right. Well, being that we can't see
Bobby,
you,
how much mileage did you get out of that whole thing, though? That was an awesome thing, right? It's 20 years later, everyone still talks about it, right?
It's the only way that I've connected generationally. Yeah, you know, young kids today have no idea that I ever even had a costume on until, you know, a Met costume on, that is, until they see it on the internet.
Are you serious?
Oh, seriously, yeah. A 20-year-old who's at my university will come in and see that I'm the AD and say, hey, yeah, you're the guy who wore the mustache in the dugout. I said, yeah, that's me. Okay, let's go on to the next case.
Oh, my God. There's something wrong with these new kids, like this new generation. I was talking to someone the other day, and she didn't know who Billy Joel was.
Think about it.
Should we be alarmed? I think so.
Yeah, definitely alarming.
God forbid you ever mention the Beatles. They'll start swatting things off of their arms.
I know,
and
they
their
call
legs,
the exterminator. Right? Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Yes. Anything.
That could get
I don't want to go that crazy. But I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you something very surgical and very specific. Okay, and it's sort of ties back to the Mooch documentary.
Yes.
Why did you agree to do The Zen of Bobby V, which was shown on ESPN several years ago and produced by these guys who produced the Mooch documentary? Why did you agree to that?
For the exact same reason you did, because Andrew Muscato is a spectacular person. He's very convincing. He's very persuasive. And luckily for both of us, he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, he's very, very good at. He's very talented.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the classic about the documentary that we sat and watched together down in Tribeca is when I came over to you, Deirdre, after it was all over, and you had this look on your face, and I said, so what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, oh, that was really tough to watch,
yes,
but it is the essence of Anthony.
That's exactly what I said.
Bingo.
Yep. The funny part is his mom was behind me, and the whole time she was like, seemed shocked and appalled that he was cursing, and I was thinking to myself, did she just meet him or what?
She gave birth to him 54 years ago. She says to me, where did you learn all that cursing? I said, from you, Ma. How about from you?
Right?
All right, so I do a little bit of cursing. What is the big deal? I couldn't figure that out. But But Bobby, you why
cursing is a strange phenomenon.
How'd you get involved in producing these films? And obviously, for people that don't know what we're talking about, I agreed. Bobby Valentine, Makahura Media. Maybe I'm pronouncing that right. Maybe I'm not.
Makahari
Media is a partnership of Bobby Valentine and a gentleman by the name of Andrew Moscato. They do 30 on 30s. They did a documentary on Ralph Branca. They did one on Bobby Valentine. Bobby is a longtime attendant of my SALT conference, Deirdre of my SALT conference. And the documentary came to me and said, hey, open mic, hot mic, 4 years in the making, right, Bob?
Yeah, it was 4 years. As a matter of fact, that, you know, I was convinced when Andrew and his co-producers, Andrew Jenks, who is of MTV fame, came to me when they were seniors in college and just pitched this idea, hey, we want to travel around with you in Japan for a year and do a documentary because we love the story that you're in Japan and we want to tell the world. And I said, sure you do. And before I knew it, they had $800,000 from ESPN. They were traveling the bullet trains with me. They were in my clubhouse in the stands, and they got the essence of Bobby V in Japan. There's no doubt about that. And it was basically the first 30 for 30. It was the first documentary that ESPN did. And, it was an amazing success. And after we did that and they graduated, I hooked up with Andrew Moscato, one of the three bandits, and said, well, what are you going to do now? He says, I want to continue making films and documentaries. And I said, well, why don't we do it together? And, you know, he just finished a podcast for 30 for 30 podcast for ESPN on Hideo Nomo. Obviously, he did The Mooch, which is a spectacular a documentary about you and your life, which when people see it on the screen or on the computer on their phone, just can't believe that you've done everything you've done and you do it the way you do it. And that's, I guess, what docs are supposed to be about.
And now everybody knows how much you love coffee and caffeine.
Oh my God, right? That was a funny scene. Right? I'm sitting across from one of my buddies. I'm like, hey, you know, I just bought a 5-gallon keg of cold brew. Do you want some of it? The entire office is so jittery.
So, Bobby,
it's my 19th coffee. Let me just slurp it here.
Oh, there it is.
Another.
Last night we saw something online. What did the little thing say? Are we allowed to say that on?
Yeah, you can say it. It's a podcast, right? You're allowed to say it.
I'll let you say it because people are more used to you cursing than me.
Iced coffee. I love you, bitch. I mean, that's me. What else can I say?
Right?
Yeah,
there,
I wanted to leave the F bomb out because my mother may listen to the podcast. Where did you learn that language?
Right, exactly.
Bobby,
so
how about that one scene, though, Bobby,
topics?
where the tabloid
or
media
not.
Is descending on my mother's house?
Yeah.
And she opens the door. She says, get the F off my lawn. I said, Mom, please. That's what got me in trouble in the first place. Mom, please, tone it down. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to ask Bobby about his World Series reaction. What do you think about this past World Series, Bob?
Well, as far as baseball goes, it was good for baseball. Both coasts got together, good fandoms, terrific teams.
Yeah, two great teams.
I think the best team won, too, even though I think I was pulling for the Dodgers because, Tommy Lasorda is both Anthony and my dear friend. He's 91 years old. He still bleeds Dodger blue. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think he wanted the Dodgers to win.
I think
even
so.
Though in 1988 he was the last Dodger manager to win a World Series, and maybe he's walking around with that thought that, you know, he'll be put to rest and still be the last Dodger manager. I'm not sure what's in his mind. Do you know what's in his mind, Anthony, other than he's going to be one of your pallbearers?
I know I run into Lasorda at the Hunt and Fish Club 3 or 4 years ago. I said, Tommy, Jesus, I thought you were dead already. I mean, what the hell are you doing here? He was eating a tomahawk steak. He looks at me and he says, let me tell you something, you little SOB. I'm going to be a pallbearer at your funeral. So now every time I see him, he says, I'm working on your eulogy. I'm going to be a pallbearer. I want to tell your wife I want to be the lead pallbearer.
Oh, my God.
So we had dinner with him after game 4. You know, I took the kids to game 4, Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
I went out with Warren Lichtenstein and Tommy. He had a Dodger blue polo shirt on, and it was stained with red tomato sauce. Is that surprising to you, Bob? Okay, he's housing the food. The food's going everywhere.
Well, that's not very far off from you. This morning I had to clean, I had to get a warm washcloth and clean food off of your suit lapel.
I've seen him eat.
Anthony is a slob too, eating. He just goes down into the thing.
I'm clean, though.
No, he's very clean.
I take two showers a day.
He's just like...
I'm very hygienic.
He's super clean, super hygienic. He's just very messy eater.
Yeah, just I'm a little bit disorganized.
He really snuffs his mouth, just like Tommy does.
Right.
And sometimes it falls out because he's talking all the time.
Exactly, and spitting on you.
I want to thank my wife for picking up my underwear everywhere I drop it.
Just
like
socks.
Just like my mother did.
I picked up where she left off. It graduated from Marie Scaramucci to me.
You married an Italian mama's boy, honey. I'm sorry.
I know.
Bobby, did your mother iron your boxer shorts like my mom did?
As a matter of fact, I never worn a pair of boxer shorts. I'm a jockey guy. You know.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Did she iron your jockeys?
Is this TMI for the crowd?
She did not iron.
They're a little tight on the package, though, the jockeys, though, no? They are, right?
Yeah,
a little bit,
know,
right?
At age 68, I'm actually thinking about getting something that lets them hang a little freer.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
You boxer briefs. They're a good combo.
You see that?
Boxer
no, I'm
briefs.
Just letting you tell you. Just remember, Italy is a peninsula off the coast of Africa for all of you podcast listeners. Okay, don't forget that.
And is that alluding to something in terms of
male genitalia? No, I don't know. I'll let our podcast listeners interpret that. Bobby knows what I'm talking about.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so let's talk about some politics,
okay,
because that's what we do best.
Okay, so Bobby, I want to go to the protests because I've never heard you talk about it, and maybe we can break some news on the podcast. So what do you think of these anthem protests? Are they a lot like Muhammad Ali's protests of Vietnam? Is it something you agree with, disagree with? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I lived through the protests of Vietnam, and, you know, the 60s are, you know, kind of repeating themselves here. And the good news is that maybe they'll get it right this time because, you know, my generation tried to protest and tried to change things and thought that, you know, if we were louder, we were better. And if we had more, then we'd score. But, you know, the world is changing a little. I really dislike the idea that anyone would disrespect our flag or disrespect our military or disrespect our country in any way. But, you know, I remember when the Olympians put up their right hand at the award ceremony, and it got everyone's attention. And I think that's basically what they're trying to do. I don't particularly like the forum they're using, and I think it's rather ill-advised.
Yeah.
So you get the fact that there is a need for some level of social justice protest, but you have this unconditional love for the country and you're a patriot. And you see the sacrifices because you, like me, you know, visit troops. You visit troops that have been injured. You visit troops when they're in battle. And so you would prefer they not do it in the venue and in the way that they're doing it. Is that fair to say?
I think it's fair. I think it just needs a better explanation. And if, in fact, it is disparaging at all to those in uniform who have sacrificed so much, then they absolutely are doing the wrong thing. But I have a feeling that some people are just misguided and have a good intention and have a very bad way of showing it.
See, they don't get the fact that they're disrespecting people who have lost their lives, lost their limbs, lost their sight, lost all of those things. They're thinking they're standing up for all of the, you know, social injustices and racial injustice, which I totally get all of that stuff. But people have sacrificed so much for the country, I think they need to recognize it's more about that, you know, not it's more of a slap in the face to them, to people who've sacrificed their whole life for the country, I think. You know?
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, if that's how it's being perceived, then it just cannot be done. And, you know, there were idiots back in the 60s that burned the flag.
Right.
And, you know, when you think of how disrespectful that was, and it got them nowhere, it did get them some TV coverage, but it did not serve the cause, whatever that cause was.
But we also live, this is probably one of the, if not the only country you can live in and play a sport, one of the best things that you could do on earth, that the most fun thing, and get paid millions of dollars, and then not appreciate the land that you live in. You know, you're not going to go to another country and get paid millions of dollars to play baseball or football. You know, that's the other thing I think people forget, that this is like the land of the free, and we have a lot of things to be thankful for.
Bobby, before we let you go, I want to mention...
And the home of the brave, yes.
Yes.
I want to mention how instrumental you were at Ground Zero. I was there with you, how you used then Shea Stadium's parking lot as a facility to deliver all types of stuff, first aid, clothing, blood, whatever was needed during that period of time. And you were unbelievable with the first responders and their families. And the country... for a very short period of time, was unbelievably united. And so the question I think Deirdre and I have for you is, how do we get back there? Is sports a way to get back there? What do we do from a policy perspective, a political perspective? I mean, it'll probably cause a canceling of the Mooch and the Mrs. podcast if people got united. But I'm just asking, how do we do it?
No, but part of the problem is that sports have become political. They used to be somewhere people could go to take a break, but now it's involved in sports. That's why it's kind of like a downer, you know? Like when you watch NFL football, don't you think of politics?
Yeah, it's a little more anchored to politics. So what do you do,
baseball,
Bob?
How
do we break this fever of, oh, I used to like that person, but now they're blue, or I used to like that person, now they're red, and so I'm not going to buy their book, or I'm not going to watch them on TV, blah, blah.
It's a very difficult situation, and mainly because of this internet that we're being transmitted on. You know, the medium that people had in the past was TV, and the stage was the sporting event. Now everybody has their own stage. Now there's more than just one game on Saturday afternoon that's called the game of the week. Now there's multiple games of the week, I think it has to get down to the grassroots. I think it has to be one hand shaking one hand. I think that you know, track that we lived on the other side of it when we grew up has got to be revisited by those who moved away from the other side of the track, so that we could understand exactly what the other side is feeling. There's got to be more empathy. There's got to be more understanding, and I think it has to be from the grassroots. I know attitude filters down from the top, but I think this movement that we need to have to bring this country back together has got to be more of a grassroots movement where people are dealing with people.
Yeah, I agree. There's too much social media, too much phone stuff. Got to wrap it up and become human again, right?
Oh, I like the idea.
It's a good idea. I don't know.
I like the idea. I don't know how we're going to do it, but
baby,
I really like the idea.
If the society was normal, would you still love me, honey?
Yeah.
You would? I'll just check.
How about if you were normal?
Yeah, exactly.
If he was normal, I don't know. If I woke up tomorrow and I was just like the mean of normal human behavior, would you still love
me? Too boring.
That would be too boring.
Boring.
See, I like a little bit of freneticism.
Bob, they like us when we're a little crazy, Bobby. Although you know that for the last 68 years. Of course you know that.
Well, Mooch, I love you because you are crazy, and I love you because you are you. You two are doing great together, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me. You know, I'm an AD, and I was with A and D Scaramucci today. It made my day. I like it.
Good plan. That's good.
Very fitting.
Good
God bless you, Bob. Love you,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for taking the time, Bobby.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week. Follow us at Scaramucci, at Mooch and the Misses, at Deirdre Scaramucci 2.
Again, I always have to have the most complicated Twitter handle. Sorry about that.
Anything you want to say, baby?
No, I just want to say thanks for listening.
Just still love me if I become normal. If I get hit in the head with a rock, honey, love my normalcy. Love my normalcy.
I will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.